How often have you envied the face and the complexion of the woman whose skin was firm and as smooth as a rose petal? How often have you wished that yours could look the same? Well, you can have the holiday magic look if you will just stop wishing and start working today with the carefully planned facial exercise routines that I'm going to explain to you in just a moment. Keep in mind, just as you must exercise to firm and trim the muscles of your body, so must you exercise to firm and trim the 24 superficial muscles of your face and neck that control and reflect its appearance. If your past neglect is beginning to show, it's never too late to go to work on those fine lines and flabby folds that make you look older than your age. If you diet to lose weight, this is another very good reason for your daily holiday magic facial exercise routine, to keep your skin firm and smooth and beautiful. Even if your face has not yet shown the signs and lines of age, a facial exercise each day will help keep you looking young and lovely for a long time to come. You know, it's a well-known fact that the most of you women give all of your time, thoughts, and efforts to everyone else in the world except yourselves. And in doing so, you not only neglect your own well-being, but you also neglect your appearance, which in turn is harmful to your whole outlook on life in general. If you were to ask me what to do about it, I would tell you to call a halt to giving all of your time and effort to everyone else and start giving some of that time to yourself each day to become a more beautiful and attractive person in face and mind. Now for the exercises. And the first one will be to strengthen the muscles around your mouth, which will help to discourage wrinkles and fine lines around your lip line. Here I want you to gently press your lips together in a pursed position. Now then, open and spread your mouth as wide as you can, just as you see illustrated in section A. Come on, come on, all the way, if you want to get the full benefit of the exercise. Now relax. Let's take this one five times. Purse your lips. Now open wide. Purse your lips and open wide. Purse your lips. Open wide, purse your lips, and open wide. Once more, purse your lips, and open wide. Now relax. Now then, the next one is section B. This one will help to discourage a drooping lip line, a crooked mouth, or a thin lip line. It's one of the best lip exercises I know of because it's so simple to do. All right. Close your mouth and try to think of a rabbit's quick lip motions. Now, purse your lips, keeping your mouth closed. Now, spread your lips. Keep your mouth closed. All right. Now, rapidly. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. That's it. Relax. If you have a problem mouth, this is a good one to do whenever you think of it. And by the way, let me caution you. If at any time you feel a little tired or dizzy doing these exercises, as you start to embrace them or until you get used to doing them, by all means, stop and sit back. Then when you feel totally relaxed, start them again. Don't ever try to force yourself to the point that you become uncomfortable. The next three exercises, section C, D, and E, are for strengthening the cheek muscles around your mouth, which will help to prevent the nose-to-mouth lines, or the laugh lines, as they are sometimes called. All right, section C. Close your mouth and take a deep breath. Now fill your cheeks with air, and this will puff them up. Now then, blow that air against your cheeks as though you were blowing up a balloon. Hold it, hold it. Now exhale, and we'll do this one three times. Okay, ready? Take a deep breath. Close your mouth and blow the pressure of your breath just as hard as you can against your cheeks. Hold it. Hold it. Now exhale. Let's try it again. Take a deep breath. Close your mouth. Now blow up that balloon. Keep your mouth closed and blow just as hard as you can. That's it. Now exhale. All right, once more. Take a deep breath. Close your mouth and puff up your cheeks. Blow and blow hard. Hold it. Hold it. All right. That's it. Exhale and relax. This next exercise, Section D, may take a little practice, but it's well worth extending the effort. What I want you to do is to set your teeth and close your mouth, take a deep breath, then blow your lips to make them flap. Do you understand what I mean? Well, listen carefully and you'll get the idea. Now let's try it. Close your mouth and set your teeth. Now take a deep breath and blow your lips. Take another deep breath and blow. Once more, take a deep breath and blow. Feel your lips loosen when they flap like that? You can do this one until your lips get tired each day when you're alone, and in a few weeks, you'll notice a great difference when you apply your lipstick. Now for the last of the mouth-to-nose line exercises I want you to do is similar to the first one, but I'd better explain it to you before we do it. Look at the photos of Section E. Fill your cheeks with air, keeping your mouth tightly closed. Now swoosh the air from one cheek to the other. Now with your mouth still closed, swoosh the air up under your upper lip. Now down inside your lower lip. That's right, left, up, and down. Four times we'll do the trick for this one. All right, take a deep breath and close your mouth. Fill your cheeks with air and swoosh right. Now left. Now up under your upper lip. Now down inside your lower lip. Hold it. Okay, exhale. Let's try it again. Take a deep breath. Close your mouth. Swoosh right. Swoosh left. Now up. Now down. That's it. Exhale. Once again. But this time I want you to hold each swoosh movement for at least 2 seconds. Okay, get set. Take a deep breath. Close your mouth and swoosh to the right. Hold it. Now the left. Hold it. Hold it. Now your upper lip and hold it. Hold it. That's it. Now down inside your lower lip. And that will do it. At this point, I want you to stretch your mouth in all directions to relax the tension, as indicated in Section F, while we get ready to do some of the eye muscle exercises. Stretch it, close it, stretch it, close it, stretch it, and close it. If it's crow's feet around your eyes you're worried about, then just raise your eyebrows as high as you can, as illustrated in Section G. Now close your mouth and push your jaw from side to side with all your effort. Let's try this 4 times. Raise your brows up, up, hold them up. Now then, push your jaw to the right and hold it. Now to the left and hold it. Feel those muscles stretch above your cheekbone and to the sides of your eyes. Let's do it again. Eyebrows up, jaw right, jaw left, and relax. Let's do it again. Brows up, jaw right, jaw left, and relax. Once more for good measure. Brows up, jaw to the right and hold it. Jaw to the left and hold it. Hold it and relax. This little exercise has a twofold purpose. It also helps to eradicate laugh lines at the same time. When was the last time you winked at someone? Well, you should do it more often because it will help prevent not only drooping eyelids, but it works wonders on under-eye puffiness. Follow Section H. Try it, and I want you to wink 10 times with each eye, one at a time. All right? The left eye first. Start winking. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now the right eye. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Once more. The left eye first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's have a little tighter wink this time. Now the right eye and give it all you've got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and relax. Now look straight ahead and blink with both eyes. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Try to make winking a habit. It has a way of saying more than the spoken word. Here's a wonderful exercise illustrated in section I if you want to firm up or prevent loose eyelid folds. Are you ready? Okay, sit up straight. Now then, look up to the ceiling. Don't tip your head up. Now blink your eyes 2 or 3 times. Now look down to the floor with your eyes only and blink. 1, 2, 3. Now look to the left and blink. 1, 2, 3. Don't be alarmed if you felt a little strained doing this one. It's just because you're using muscles which have been inactive and sluggish for years. Let's do that one once more. Sit up straight. Look up to the ceiling. Now blink 3 times. 1, 2, 3. Now down to the floor and 1, 2, 3. Now look to the right and blink 1, 2, 3. Now to the left and blink 3 times. 1, 2, 3. And that's it. To firm up or avoid a double chin, follow the photos in section J. Start by raising your eyebrows as high as you can. Now push your jaw and chin as far forward as you can. Keep those brows up. Now purse your lips and push them up to your nose and hold it. Feel those muscles stretch? That's just what they needed. Relax and we'll do it again. Now, eyebrows up, push your jaw forward, purse your lips and push them up to your nose. That's it. Now let's try this once more. And this time I want you to give it all you've got. Brows up all the way. That's it. Now then, push your jaw out as far as you can and hold it. Purse your lips and push them up to your nose. Hold it, hold it, and relax. Section K depicts 2 ways to relieve tension of contraction induced by these facial exercises. Just raise your brows as high as you can, and at the same time, open your mouth as wide as you can, and you'll feel all of the muscles in your face and neck that you never knew existed. Another way to relieve tension is to sit up straight and shake your shoulders in all directions. Then let them go limp. Try it. Shake them up and down, up and down. That's up and down. Now from front to back, front to back, front to back. Feel better? I'm sure you do. This next one, which is section L I want you to do, will help to control your jowl muscles. It works like a chin strap. I call it the yes and no treatment. We'll start with the no movement by dropping your chin down on your chest. Now turn your head as far to the left as you can. Feel those muscles pull at the sides of your jaw. That's the old jowl muscles at work. Now turn your head slowly to the right side and hold it there for a second. Relax a moment, and we'll try this one 5 times. Here we go. Keep your head down, head to the left, now the right, back to the left, now to the right, left, right, left, right. Relax and take a deep breath or two before we get started with the yes part of the exercise, which is shown in section M. First, sit up straight and let your head fall all the way down on your chest. Try to make your chin touch your chest. Feel those muscles on the back of your neck stretch. Now, to tone those chin and jaw muscles, slowly let your head fall as far back as it will. All the way back. Is that as far back as you can get it? Okay. Bring it back to its normal position, and we'll do this one 5 times. Head down, now slowly back. Head down all the way and back. Head down and slowly back. Head down, make it touch your chest, and back. Head down and back. Now you can relax a moment before we do the next one for the neck. This next one, as seen in section N, will not only help firm the loose skin of your neck, but it will also relax your neck muscles. Sit up straight again and lay your head over on your left shoulder. If your head is over far enough, you'll feel the muscle stretch all the way up again behind your ear. Now slowly raise your head and let it gently fall to the right shoulder. Let's do this 5 times and keep your movement smooth and easy. Left, right. Left, right. Left, right. Left, right. Left, right, and that's it. Now for the last one. Follow section O. I call it around the clock. Because your head makes a complete circle. With it, you not only exercise your neck and shoulders, but you also trim jowls and double chins. Let's do it. Sit up straight and drop your head down on your chest. Do you feel those muscles in the back of your neck stretch? Now then, leading with your chin, turn your head slowly to the left and try to touch your shoulder with your chin. Hold it, hold it. Now, raise your head up and at the same time, turn your head to the right shoulder. Here you'll notice that your head has made a complete circle. Let's try it again. Head down on your chest, point your chin to the left shoulder. Hold it a second. Now up and around with your chin to your right shoulder. Got that? All right, once more. Head down, head left, head up and over to the right. Hold it a second and relax. Here's one that will relieve the tension in your shoulders and neck muscles. Clasp your hands behind your neck so that they're comfortable and hold your elbows out straight above your shoulders. Now, bring your elbows forward with all your might. And try to make them touch each other. They won't, but it's this effort that does the job. Now, back to the first position, and we'll do this 5 times. All right? Elbows back and out straight. Now, slowly bring them to the front. Hold it. Hold it. Now, back. Front. Back. Front. Try to make them touch. Back. Front. Back, front, hold it a second, and relax. Last, but certainly not least, it's the very best. Yes, it's Holiday Magic's Fruit Tang Skin Toner. It's designed as a rinse to completely remove all traces of cleansing cream. It contains no alcohol and leaves both you and your skin delightfully refreshed. Ladies, I've done everything but come into your home personally to help you become a more beautiful individual. Now it's up to you. Make your daily facial exercises a daily habit, and you'll prove there isn't a woman in the world who can't become more beautiful with glamour and a new personality. This is Ern Westmore reminding you that every day can be a holiday with Holiday Magic Informative Cosmetics.